Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. There are only two more days in our general conference countdown. It always seems to come so fast every year, and all of a sudden, it's here. This is so exciting. What are your general conference traditions? Ours always seem to involve food. If you'd like to share with us your traditions, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. And we'd love to see what your traditions are for General Conference. Especially what is really quite fascinating is people around the world, and it's so different how we each celebrate General Conference. Again, so if you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. So our fun fact for the day, are you ready? Here it is. Family Search has created the largest collection of family records in the world, with information on more than 4 billion names online from deceased people. 4 billion names. That is huge. If you haven't been to Family Search recently, check it out. They've revamped their website at familysearch.org, and you can go on there and share pictures and stories, as well as your family tree. It's just amazing what they've been able to accomplish. Okay, now it's time for our General Conference Countdown Quote of the Day. And this is from President Henry B. Eyring, and it was a talk he gave in General Conference, April 2013, entitled, Come Unto Me. Here it is in his own words.
By his words and his example, Christ has shown us how to draw closer to him.
One of the ways we draw closer to Jesus Christ is by how we treat others, including our family members. Listen to this example. This is also from the April 2013 General Conference. This is from Elder Enrique R. Falabella, and it's entitled The Home, The School of Life, and this is what he says. One of my wife's mottos has been, in order to contend, you need two people, and I will never be one of them. The Lord has clearly described the attributes which should guide our dealings with other people. These are persuasion, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, and love unfeigned. That's an interesting perspective. Just because someone fights or contends with you doesn't mean that you have to participate. There's a lot of self-control in that one. I had a teacher once who had been married to his wife for 10 years, and he said that in that time, they had never had an argument because they were both such effective communicators. That's impressive. He said, of course, that they'd had disagreements and differences of opinions, but they were always able to just talk it out so effectively that they never ended up fighting about it. If you think that sounds unreachable or undoable, listen to this little clip about a suggestion that President Hinckley gives. This is from a General Conference talk he gave in April 2003 entitled Loyalty. Here it is in his own words.
When we look for the worst in anyone, we will find it. But if we will concentrate on the best, that element will grow until it sparkles. I am not without personal experience. Sister Hinckley and I will soon have been married for 66 years. I don't know how she's put up with me all this long time. Now we've grown old. But how grateful I am for her. How anxious I am to see that she is comfortable. How much I desire the very best for her. What a wonderful companion she's been. What a marvelous wife, and what a tremendous mother and grandmother, great-grandmother. You, of course, have heard of the man who lived to a ripe old age and was asked by reporters to what he attributed his longevity. He replied that when he and his wife were married, they determined that if they argued, one would leave the house and go outside. He said, "Gentlemen, I attribute my longevity to the fact that I have breathed so much fresh air during all these many years." Brethren, be loyal to your companion. May your marriage be blessed with an uncompromising loyalty one to another. Find your happiness with one another. Give your companion the opportunity to grow in her own interests, to develop her own talents, to fly in her own way, and to experience her own sense of accomplishment.
The part of that quote that was so funny was about the husband leaving to go outside when they would argue, and then the husband says, "Gentlemen, I attribute my longevity to the fact that I have breathed so much fresh air during all these many years." That's another technique that works. Just walk out of the house and breathe some fresh air. Isn't that true that if we can kind of just pull away from a situation for a moment, we kind of cool down, calm down, we can then put things in a better perspective and see things hopefully a little clearer. We wish you all the best of luck in this. And if you have any comments or suggestions about how it's going or stories you want to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Holding On, and it's featuring Sherry Call. Thanks again for being with us. Have a great day, and we look forward to being back with you here tomorrow.
If I had to move away, if I had to pack a box today, there are some things I'd have to let go before I headed down the interstate. My favorite dress that doesn't fit anymore, and all the papers in my old desk drawer. Bad habits and old grudges, I'd take them all to the secondhand store. But there's a list of things I'd have to take with me. No matter how long this winding road turns out to be, I'm holding on to the Valentines, letters I've read a thousand times that say, "We believe in you and never give up your dreams." I'm holding on to my own backyard. I hope that I can fit it all in my car when the whole world's letting go. I'll keep holding on. You can't keep a harvest moon. It fades away all too soon, and even the trees let go of their leaves much quicker than you'd ever choose. So many people say goodbye. I see those teardrops in their eyes, and I start to wonder how I'd live without love, and I'm glad I'll never have to try. 'Cause hardly anything lasts forever anymore.
Forever anymore.
But there will always be a few things that I'm gonna keep fighting for. I'm holding on to my father's love and my mother's faith in God above. She says, "We believe in you and never give up your dreams." I'm holding on to my true love's hand, and I know that he will always understand when the whole world's letting go. I'll keep holding on. Shooting stars and red balloons, ice cream cones and breezy Junes. I love them all, I hold them dear, but they so quickly disappear. These are the things I'll keep with me, no matter where my life will lead me. A loving word, a gentle kiss, I need nothing more than this. I'm holding on to the Valentines, the letters I've read a thousand times that say, give up your dreams. I'm holding on to my own backyard. I hope that I can fit it all in my car when the whole world's letting go. I'm holding on to my father's love and my mother's faith in God above. She says, "We believe in you and never give up your dreams." I'm holding on to my true love's hand, and I know